Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Helm. We'll start with the news with Sergio Aguero, and after announcing his retirement earlier this week, Man City are set to offer him an ambassador role after that announcement. A tearful Aguero announced his decision to retire following advice from the Barcelona medical staff in recent weeks. The former Argentina international was forced off in the 1-1 draw at home to Alaves on October the 30th after complaining of breathing difficulties. Estimates indicate a possible return in 2022, but the 33-year-old has opted to bring down the curtain on his glittering career. According to reports, Man City now want to offer him a role for the rest of his life to be an ambassador for the club. Elsewhere, Man City midfielder Jack Grealish praised the level of talented players at the club, saying they can win the Premier League, FA Cup and Champions League this season, also adding he hopes to win the first winner's medal of his career. City's Guardiola side have won their last seven games and are currently top of the standings with 41 points. They face Newcastle on Sunday. When asked if they could win it all, Grealish said, "I think we can. I don't want to put too much pressure on the team, but we have so much talent and so many good players. I think we could go all the way in a few competitions this year. That is what I have come here for, to win trophies, so hopefully come the end of the season, I will have a few medals around my neck." He added that he also needs to improve on a personal level. After admitting he had a slow start at the Etihad Stadium, he did get a goal against Leeds in midweek. He said the stats are important. End of the day, that's what people look at, such as how many goal involvements those attackers have. If you don't get goals or assists every few games, then people start to talk. It's what I felt like recently, trying to get the goals and assists coming. I'm trying to keep improving all the time. And for a fact that the longer I'm here, the more I will improve. Into other news, and Man City are reportedly leading the race to sign Dusan Vlahic ahead of Manchester United, Arsenal, Tottenham and Juventus. And while finally the team news ahead of the game against Newcastle, but without the fitness of Alan Saint-Maximin, they've got to have a late fitness test after the game against Liverpool. Man City midfielder Bernardo Silva is expected to overcome a fitness issue after going off against Leeds. Jarre Cancelo is available after suspension. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.